feeling of a human being. And I believe that a baby in the womb is a human being. I'm against that. You know, if a woman or a man, and I want to say not just a woman, but if a woman and a man are going to take the responsibility of the potential birth of a child, they need to take the responsibility of making sure that that child has a fair shot at getting ahead in this world. Jimmy, say whatever you want.
Yeah, so I think the responsibility starts. You know, everyone talks about choice, right. Women's choice, the right to their body. Well, you know, I agree. They've got the choice of whether or not they have a relationship with a man that might produce right. a child. If they do have that relationship and it produces a child, because pretty much we all know how that works, then you have to take the responsibility for it. It's not a choice. It no longer is, you know, your body alone, that you do not share the same DNA as that child. There are three partners in this, the father, the mother, and now the child. Right. And who gets to make that decision? Should it be the right of the man to say, no, you can't have that child, you're going to abort it? Because he's just as responsible as the woman is. Yes, the woman is carrying it, but that is part of our human nature.
Yep.
You can't ignore that, and you can't ignore the fact that the life, that when life begins, science has shown so clearly now, when those cells begin to separate, when they actually, you get a heartbeat, you've got a human life there. And
that's right.
You know, having five children and actually losing one before it was before they were born, and being the son of a 16-year-old, I got some pretty strong feelings that, hey, I'm so glad it wasn't an option for my mom to just make the choice to get rid of me. And of course, my five children, my theoretical physicist son, my quarterback, football star, my artist daughter and son, and soldier that fought twice in Afghanistan, they wouldn't be here. They wouldn't be here.
So no, you got a great family to use as an example, Jim. You've got a perfect family to use as an example. You are truly the all-American family, McKinney. There's no question about that.
I'm very blessed and very lucky, and I do have that faith. And I think this entire argument is, again, a political attempt to motivate people out of anger and frustration with really a false narrative.
Yep.
And unfortunately, it's spreading, and the violence, the hate. I mean, how do you make that argument that I'm going to kill you if you don't let me kill children, if you don't let someone else kill children, whether, you know, what, tell me what the difference is between the day before the child is delivered and the day after the child is delivered. You know, tell me that there's a big difference. That it makes no sense to me.
Don't.
And I think as we get more understanding, hopefully more people realize that this is not just a simple decision of one person, one woman's right to choose.
Right.
It's very, very, very complex, and there are many players involved in this.
Yeah, there are. Jimmy, I want to go into a different topic. I think everybody knows where we stand on that particular issue. Rob Shiras, who's a computer consultant who is helping us out in the sense that he is providing an awful lot of very, very thought-provoking questions about what's going on politically right now. You know, what's going on, a lot of people don't understand when people like Obama and Pelosi start sending out emails totally blasting the conservative movement. That means the party is very, very desperate. Give us some comments on that, James, would you?
Yeah, it seems, you know, there is a lot of overreach with facts and knowledge and fear. And I
right.
think that's, and the problem that we're facing in America is this continual political use of fear. And it's done on both sides. Republicans, you know, fear, you know, they fear control. And I happen to agree with that. I fear too much authoritarian control. They create the image of, you know, people taking away your right to speak. And that's a fact that's happening right now. Of course, on the left, you've got, you know, the authoritarian tendencies of Trump. You know, he's going to be a dictator, or the Republicans are taking away your rights to make decisions for your own body. Again, right. Is it your body or not? And they are capitalizing on it. And that's the unfortunate reality that we live in with both political parties now is they somehow think that the way you win is by more money. And right. Of course, the justification for that is that's how you get your message out. So they argue that it's more money and to get the message out. But what they really have done is created an entire industry of consultants and media experts and all these people that make that get involved in the political discussions, and it becomes a business for them. And Republicans and Democrats, they don't care which side they're really arguing for. They lost all sense of moral integrity in many cases. They immediately undermine the legitimacy of just regular people out there, and they're focused on the consultants, they're focused on how to get the money, and unfortunately it's incredibly disruptive to our future. And yeah. I think it's something has got to break with that. We've got to get candidates. And you know, I think Trump came out of the gate. I'm sorry, I'm going on a little bit long here, but he came out of the gate in the 2016 primaries, and he won that without a pocket cost. He didn't spend a lot of money. And so, I mean, he spent, Jeb Bush spent almost as much money in the first couple of months as Trump did for the entire campaign. He won right. the nomination and the presidency. So money shouldn't make a difference if your message is solid and strong and people resonate with it. And that's what's so important right now, is to get people that will actually, you know, Kathy Barnett in Pennsylvania, she spent almost, you know, way, way less than Dr. Oz and McCormick, the two people she's fighting against for it. But she did fairly well, got a pretty high percentage point. She lost it looks like. But you know, we've got to figure out a way where people, and I think this is the future of politics, where people are actually looking at the issues, the people, the policies that they're going to go for that protect our individual interests. Well, and it's not all about the money.
Yeah, but with the level of animosity that exists right now in political circles, that's going to happen, but it's not going to happen for a while, in my opinion.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens. I think there's going to be a lot of surprises that come out of this 2022 midterm.
Yeah.
And we'll see what happens with the 2024 national elections. But the bottom line is there is so much dissatisfaction in America right now with everybody about where the country's headed. I mean, nearly 80%. I think some of the polling is showing 75 to 80% are like dissatisfied with the direction of the country. That is painted very. That's a very bad picture for Democrats that lead both the House, the Senate, and the White House. You know, it's a damaging, very, very, very damaging statistic that they've got to face. And not only that, they're losing minority voters in droves, Hispanics. They're losing a significant portion of the black vote. They count on that for the urban power. And, of course, they're going to have a problem trying to find the middle ground and still motivate their progressive base that are the activists.
Well, I think they are, because the progressives, you know, as exemplified by the lead progressives, and we don't need to keep repeating their names, you know who they are, but I don't think they are willing to even come close to compromising. Everybody who I know, who I would put into the category of being a progressive, is very, very definitely not willing to compromise. It'll be interesting to see in the upcoming election what the conservatives will be willing to come up with. Will they be willing to compromise effectively, or will they basically, if it happens to be Donald Trump as a candidate, will they be effective in their message? My personal opinion is I think they'll be very effective. Final word, Jimmy, real quick.
Yeah, so I'm really afraid that we're going to have another, you know, tremendous surprise that comes in, because they're tempting to use, the left is tempting to use fear to control people, and I just don't want to see that. And unfortunately, our media supports it. So let's hope and pray that we can fight that.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.